Billy Montgomery, professor of journalism, Roosevelt University. My defining moment was when I became a father. I think a lot of people have delusions of grandeur of what it means to be a parent because they base it upon how they grew up or maybe what you see on television or you watch Bill Cosby, you look at the Cosby model, and it's just so many other things that go into it. And I think that the strengths came from me. Number one, I learned not to be selfish because, of course, you had to do a lot of sacrificing. I grew up pretty much as the youngest boy in my family, so I'm used to having things my way. Children don't understand. You have to get up in the morning and go to work. When they're hungry, you're hungry, and you go in the refrigerator, you say there's no milk left, and you have to go out and buy milk at midnight. So, yeah, you learn perseverance, you learn a lot of strengths, and you definitely learn a lot about yourself. To be honest with you, I had to overcome my own feelings about my own father. He was not really around for me, and one of the things that I said that if I ever was blessed enough to produce a child, I was going to be in every major moment of the child's life, and so far so good. My daughter's 17, and I've been in everything she's done. So I try to make sure I'm there for her because I know the impact of not having a father around. Being a dad has just made me more responsible, not just for my child, but for myself. It really shaped me, I think, to become a more mature person, even though I'm still silly. But when it comes to my family, I'm extremely serious and very passionate about them. I think it's helped me overall just grow to be a better human being in general. Children spell love differently than we do. We tend to spell love, L-O-V-E. They spell it T-I-M-E. As far as advice is, you cannot replace time.